Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Hey, good morning. It is Friday. You finally made it. Welcome to the pre-show, the show before the show for all of you that are up early like us. Want to say hello to everyone who's checking in this morning on Facebook. Becca is checking in. So is Paul, Ernest, Morgan, Tammy, Abby, Vicky, Anthony. Clyde is checking in. Mandy, Danielle, Jaylene, Jessica, Gilbert, Dawn, Brenda, Megan, and Sandra listening with her daughter, Alyssa. Also checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. We have Cheryl. Mike from North Las Vegas is checking in this morning. Looks like Joseph, Aubrey, Deborah, Prototype Demo is checking in. And then on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. Bambi Chubbs is checking in. Sarah, Jonathan and Cody listening in Centennial. Sandel, Ryan, Tatanka is checking in. David, Jen, Carlos, Ewing is checking in. He's driving but listening. Sally, What Up Dog, Sheila, Leanna, Scuba Dan, all listening this morning.
How is your Friday morning so far?
So far, so good. I haven't had a lot going on yet this morning, but I had a really busy day yesterday, so I slept like a rock last night. Like, literally, it was when my alarm went off. I was like, I think Thunder was playing from a... No, I had already pressed snooze. Because Thunder was playing on the first snooze. So I don't remember what time that was. Was that late 3 o'clock hour? Because I got up at 4 instead of 3:30.
Imagine Dragons Thunder. That was playing at 3:53 this morning.
Oh, okay. So it was only like one. That was the first song I heard this morning.
I want you to do that every morning so we see exactly when Mercedes woke up. 3:53 is when that song started playing.
Yeah, that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to finally get up. But my alarm went off before that. I just don't remember what the song was before that.
You said
3:30.
3:30.
Yeah.
Was it Home by Philip Phillips? If not, we're in commercials.
Maybe that's why I don't remember. I think it might have been commercials because it's not 3:30.
New Gavin DeGraw, something worth saying?
I don't know. I can't remember. I typically use my phone, but I have to use a rate clock radio with my husband because the phone alarm is too abrupt for him. It like, and I know you can set it to something smooth and
it's
soft,
loud.
But then I think that. For some reason, I think it's part of my dream when it's
you dream
my
along
phone,
to, yes,
and when it's the clock radio right next to me, then I actually wake up. So I use my phone alarm for everything except the morning wake up.
I need to know exactly what time it goes off. Is it 6 minutes? Is it go off? So is it technically 3:24? Because if that's the case, moving forward, the boss doesn't pay any attention to what happens at 3:30 in the morning. We should have a song that's a Mercedes song. So it's like Gin and Juice and just, no, like a song that's going to, you know, like a Mercedes song.
Get me going.
So every morning at 3:30, we're all up this early. That'll be at 3:30. It'll be the Mercedes song. So every morning you're waking up to a song that you love.
Well, the thing is, I think my alarm is technically set at like 3:45, but my clock is ahead.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And I don't know exactly how far ahead it is. I do that on purpose to trick my mind. So I'm like, oh, am I 10 minutes ahead or 15 minutes ahead? I like close my eyes and I hit forward. And so I never know exactly how. Eventually I catch up to it and I figure out because there is one clock in the room that I can compare, but I try not to do that. So does anyone else do that? I know it's ahead. I just don't know how far ahead it is. So I can't take any chances with that one.
Yeah, mine is ahead in my bedroom. And I think it's like 15 minutes ahead.
Oh,
it's
is it?
Really far ahead.
Do you ever use your clock radio, though, to wake you up?
It's my backup.
It's your backup?
It's the backup, and it's set about 5 minutes. I use the phone alarm every morning. It's my backup. But what I do is I don't look at the clock radio when I'm going to bed. I look at my phone.
Oh.
Because if I'm going to bed, let's say I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock, and the clock radio says 9:20, I'm like, oh, man, it's 9:20. I look at this and see 9 o'clock. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, so in your mind,
it's 9 o'clock.
It's real time. But then in the morning,
I'm sleeping into 3:20. I'm like, oh, okay, it's 3 o'clock. I got 20 minutes to sleep, but it's actually 2:40. You know what I'm saying? So the mind games we play when we sleep.
Why don't we just wake up when we say we want to wake up and go to bed when we
just get up and go?
It just doesn't work that way. Well, we have a great show coming up for you. More chances for you to qualify to the next Mix Flyaway, which is in Live in the Vineyard. We'll get you details on that. And right now, time for the pre-show. You pick them for a Friday. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Desire by U2? Desire. Desire. Do you want to hear Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Scar Tissue that I wish you saw. So I kept Mr. Know-It-All. I close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Or do you want to hear Black or White by Michael Jackson? Those are your choices. Text us or tweet us. You can vote on Facebook or you can just call us right now. 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now, here's what's trending.
Fergie and Josh is trending this morning. Another celebrity marriage has bit the dust. Fergie and Josh Duhamel have just announced that they are separating after 8 years of marriage. They say we are and will always be united in our support of each other and our family. The couple has a four-year-old son named Axel. They actually met back in 2004 when the Black Eyed Peas appeared on Josh's show Las Vegas. Do you remember that show?
Yes.
Yeah. So sad to hear that. You never want to hear of someone's marriage coming to an end. They actually celebrated their 8th anniversary back in January, and they were just gushing about each other on social media. Back in May, Josh actually opened up in an interview saying that they share a lot of love for their son and they have a really good time together, but 'tis no more between the two of them.
They seem like a cool Hollywood couple. Like, just take Hollywood out of it. Just like a really cool couple.
Yeah, you always seem like surprised, but you never know what's going on behind the scenes. And this kind of goes back to a story that we were talking about, I believe it was in What's Trending maybe yesterday or the day before, about how couples that don't post that often and like every detail of their relationship on social media are actually the couples that are happier. And so, like, looking at those posts from their anniversary, they're just like, the love of my life and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure they meant it, but maybe things... A lot of times people try to put that stuff out there when they're going through tough times.
To mask stuff,
to mask things and maybe to convince themselves. I don't know. I mean, I like to put happy occasions on there, and I'm not trying to, like, mask anything.
Well, generally, you're happy.
But you don't put your bad occasions on there.
No,
that's a
like,
thing.
I got in a fight with this bee last night, and you know what? If she does it one more time, she's out on the curb.
Yeah, so, there are some people that do
that
put that stuff. So I was going to say, who does that? Well, a lot of people do that.
Then when someone announces they're getting divorced, it's not like Fergie and Josh woke up on Saturday, like, you know what? Let's get a divorce. They've been dealing with it for a while. It's just a shock to us, but for them, they've been, I'm sure, working at it for the past, for a while now.
That's a really good point. Yeah, it doesn't just one day.
Done.
I was thinking. So that's trending this morning. Extroverts is trending. A new study says that socializing is completely exhausting, even if you're an extrovert, but it can make you very happy. Do you think you're an introvert or an extrovert?
I think I'm both. There's times where I want to be very, very social, and
really?
There's times where you leave me alone, and I'm just by myself, and I love it.
Do you lean towards one, or are you, you're perfectly 50-50?
Oh, man, that's a good point.
Go ahead.
There's a stretch that I was single for years, and I had no issues with it. I was very comfortable with being single for a long time. So I think I'm right down the middle.
Well, being single...
No, like introverts, I kept to myself,
oh,
and
I
had people around me,
I was
very happy and content, so I think I'm right down the middle, I go both ways.
I feel like you're an extrovert, you're very, like, kind and nice to people, and
so
when
you.
They start, well, yeah, but, like, the way I look at it, the difference between an extrovert and an introvert is, who initiates a conversation between two people who have not said a word to each other, and it's usually you. I usually don't initiate conversations. If someone talks to me, I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I'll be very nice. But I don't, like, go out of my way to start a conversation with someone.
You do?
I don't.
We have conversations off air and stuff. Okay, should I go all morning and not start a conversation? I can't do that.
Well, no, I mean, like, with strangers. Like, if you're sitting on a plane, do you start the conversation with the person next to you, or do they start it with you usually?
Depends on my mood. If I'm in a good mood, I have no problem talking to them. Like, our flight from Atlanta. Man, I couldn't get enough of the chit-chat going back and forth. I was in a real good mood, but there's times where I'm flying and I'm like, don't even look at me. You know, I go both ways.
I don't want to talk to anyone, like not even my husband on a plane. I'm like, I put on my headphones. That's my quiet time. Leave me alone. So, yeah, there's
your
a big difference.
Mom, no.
Talk to your dad. Also trending this morning, Olive Garden is trending. So it took less than 1 second, guys. We were talking about this yesterday. Olive Garden's annual release of its popular never-ending pasta passes sold out immediately yesterday. For $100, 22,000 lucky and fast-moving customers purchased passes that allow them to have 8 weeks' worth of unlimited pasta, salad, soup, and breadsticks from September 25th through November 19th. Now, for just $100 more, the fastest 50 buyers got an all-inclusive 8-week trip to Italy. How cool would that be? Mm-hmm. Anybody know anyone who got one of the 50 on that? So I was doing the math in my head. You can actually get an unlimited pasta bowl at Olive Garden for $9.99. Like that's something you can go in there and just order pasta pass or no pasta pass, right? So if you want to make the most out of your pasta pass, you need to eat at Olive Garden more than 10 times over those 2 months that you have the pasta.
Oh, I should use your money back.
Yeah,
versus going in every day and spending the $9.
To make it worth mm-hmm. it. Do you go anywhere 10 times in 2 months?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, like the gym and stuff, but places to eat?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh,
10
man.
Times in 2 months?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm a creature of habit. I go to the same places when it comes to dinner.
That's more than once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, like where's your pasta pass at?
There's a place called Cravings in Summerlin.
You go there all the time?
I am there all the time.
Do they know you by name when
they
you walk
call,
in?
All the guys know me because my wife, with her dietary things with dinner and stuff, she kind of goes rogue sometimes at night, and I just want to grab myself a wrap, and so I just call up, and they know right away. I'm like, hey, gotta get some takeout, and I start giving the order. They're like, JC? I'm like, yep, and they get it ready for me.
What if you want to change your mind on something?
I feel bad because there's two sandwiches I like, and sometimes I'll call, and Eddie's one of the guys that works there, and he's like, he recognizes my voice. He's like, JC, barbecue chicken wrap, but I want the Tuscan chicken sandwich, and I feel bad correcting him because he was so happy knowing what I normally get.
Aww, that used to happen to me at Starbucks. Like, my Starbucks, they always knew my order, and, like, some mornings I'm like, I don't want to change it up. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to get something else, and I'm all excited. They're like, hey, Mercedes, pull up. We have your drink for you, and I'm like, awesome. I'm like, oh, man, I can't tell them, never mind them. So, yeah, but that's so cool when people, like,
it's
know
good
you.
Customer
yeah,
service.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And then finally this morning, Blueful is trending. Blueful, Crayola's newest crayon, has finally got a name, and it is Blueful. The name was voted on by fans who chose it over Dreams Come Blue, Blue Moon Bliss, Reach for the Stars, and Star Spangled Blue. Blueful is going to be making its debut later this year. It's replacing, if you remember us talking about it, the recently retired Dandelion. Scientists accidentally discovered this brilliant blue hue while they were experimenting with materials for use in electronics. It's actually really pretty. Check it out on our Facebook page. And there you go. That is what's trending for Friday, September 15th.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
597.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is finally Friday. I know you are celebrating your 10-year anniversary today, so happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to Lake Tahoe. I've never been, so I'm looking forward to it. My wife is actually up there right now, and I'll fly out after the show. And here's the deal. We like to do carry-on. And my wife brought the dog up and everything, and she had a couple of extra items, and she was stressing out about packing for the trip, and she's actually going from Tahoe to some business meetings in San Francisco on Monday, and she's like, could you do me a big favor and bring a couple items up?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no problem. Just, you know, leave them out on the bed, and I'll pack them when I start to pack. I get home from work yesterday, and I look on the bed, and there's so much stuff I got to pack.
Oh, no. So it's not going to work for carry-on?
It did. Thanks to the carry-on you got me for my birthday. Or no, for Christmas last year.
Are you using that?
It's in my car right now.
Really?
Because
I was sad because I heard that you ruined it.
What?
I heard that you ruined it.
How did I ruin it?
You spilled makeup on it or something?
Snitchy. Luna's a snitch.
Did you clean it?
Yeah, it's all ready to go. Everybody go look at it. My lotion exploded in.
Oh, it was lotion. Oh,
yes,
I was like,
it wasn't
makeup.
My makeup.
Yeah, Luna. Luna outed you on that one.
I can't trust her, man.
I can trust her.
We're on that flight to Atlanta, and she's like, where's Mercedes' suitcase? And I'm like, okay, observant one. Because we were in California driving back, and my lotion got all over it. And so it's clean. It's in the car right now. It's ready to go.
I want to see it. I want to make sure it's the Toomey. No, I'm totally joking. I was like, oh, and just for the record, she didn't snitch on. No. No, please do not. She didn't snitch on you. I'm trying to remember the way it
came up. She's the only one I told.
I know. Well, she did tell you, but it wasn't snitching. The way it came up, she said it nonchalantly.
Run.
She's really going out there.
What happened? Front seat.
She was asking me if I checked in, because I gave her a ride back to the airport.
She can't hear right now. You don't have to cover her.
Well, I'm not.
We'll pretend that you did.
I just really want to tell you. We were taking a ride together back to the airport, and she goes, oh, you didn't bring a carry-on, because I had a big, giant pink suitcase, and she goes, or I go, no. I know JC always takes carry-on. I just can't do it, and she also had a carry-on. And she goes, well, JC's not using your carry-on anymore. I was like, what happened? And then she told me the story. Luna is on the phone. Let's talk to Luna. That would be Jocelyn. Jocelyn, you're out at JC's car. Give us a report. Is it the Toomey suitcase?
Is it in the JC?
Front seat. Front passenger seat.
What in the front passenger seat. Ooh, this is a fancy one. And for the record, I did not snitch you out, JC. It came up in casual conversation.
Exactly. I did.
It is a
Toomey. It is a
Toomey. The Toomey is in there.
JC bought a new Toomey.
No, look, it's the engraved one. You see the initials? It's engraved.
Oh, well, I'm really happy. So when you got the lotion on it, did you take it to like the dry cleaner?
I just had to clean it out.
You did?
It wasn't that bad. It was just one of those things where I didn't like really do a good job cleaning it. And the trip was coming up. So I think I was out of town the weekend prior to us going to Atlanta, or I forget what it was. But anyway, the Toomey's back in business.
JC is mad now. Don't be mad at her. Don't be mad at her. It totally came up in casual conversation.
She'll throw me under a bus.
No, she did not.
Let's put the snitch on the side and go back to the origins of the story was the fact that my wife left like a suitcase's worth of stuff for me to bring up to Tahoe this weekend. But thanks to the Toomey, everything fit inside.
Oh, good.
But I've got a big hairbrush, curling iron. I got shoes.
When did you put her stuff in? I kid. I love it. Man, poor JC. It's 6:04. He's already got beat up by me and Luna.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I love you. No, I'm so excited for you guys. That'll be a nice little weekend getaway. I've never been to Tahoe before.
Neither have I.
What are you guys going to do up there?
We're staying at a really cool resort, and we're just going to hang out. And she got up there last night, so the weather's, it's like 60s, low 60s,
oh,
and it's chilly at night. So I think tonight will be the nice anniversary dinner. And then tomorrow, we're just going to hang out and just relax at the resort and go for a little jog and then just chill and fly back on Sunday.
That's my biggest, issue, and I think you talked about it yesterday, is workout clothes on vacation. I always want to work out, but, I got to take tennis shoes. I got to decide which tennis shoes. I got to take more than one pair, because what if the first pair gets sweaty? It's a nightmare.
That's the same way packing. I had to forego an extra pair of boots so I could bring my running shoes.
Oh, man. Ugh. With this lotiony suitcase.
Here's what we have for you guys this morning. 7:40, we're going to get you qualified for that flyaway to Live in the Vineyard. Head up to Napa, drink some great wine, see some really cool performances from Leanne Rimes and Julia Michaels. And then coming up next in the dirt, Lady Gaga is hospitalized. I'll give you the details in 7 minutes. It's 21 Pilots, Heathens. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
The Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Did you see this? Lady Gaga has canceled her performance at the upcoming Rock in Rio Festival in Brazil because she's in severe physical pain. She even posted a picture of her arm with an IV in it. She said, I would do anything for you, but I have to take care of my body right now. I was taken to the hospital. It's not simply hip pain or wear and tear from tour. I'm in severe pain. I'm in good hands with the very best doctors.
That's really sad. Poor thing. She is, she's not in a good way right now.
She just, in that new documentary that's out, I think it's on Netflix, she revealed that she suffers from fibromyalgia, which is, I mean, that's just nothing but chronic pain if you have that.
And is this related to that?
She didn't say, but okay. I don't know if we try to put the pieces of the puzzle together, two and two together. I mean, that's I know people that have that, and they're in pain all the time, and she's in the hospital with pain, so maybe it is connected.
What does that entail exactly? I'm not really familiar with fibromyalgia.
It's just like your joint pain. The woman that I knew it, she suffered from joint pain all the time.
Uh-huh.
That's what she had. But reading about Gaga, it's like you have difficulty sleeping. It affects your moods, mood swings.
Oh, man. And to have to go through that 24/7.
Yeah.
It's not like just, that's terrible. Poor thing. I hope she gets better.
The big album out today is from the Foo Fighters, Concrete and Gold. Their first single was called Run, released a while back. I think it was just last week that Justin Timberlake is actually a guest on the album. He's on a song called Make It Right, which is this song right here.
Where's his part?
We were told he has like some ooh la la's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we think this is the Justin Timberlake part. La-la.
Yeah, that's got to be it. But it's not even really recognizable.
Uh-uh.
It almost sounds like it's an instrument making that noise.
But he's on it.
Yeah, he can brag to his friends now. Like he couldn't brag to his friends before. Now he can really brag to them.
He had no music cred. Now he does.
Hey, guys, guess what? I'm on a Foo Fighters. Not, hey, guys, I have my own album. I'm on a Foo Fighters album. Oh, no. What's up?
Sad music is for O.J. Simpson.
Oh, what happened?
You know that whole thing at Palace Station and OJ going in with the guns and stuff to get his stuff back?
Yeah.
That happened 10 years ago this week.
Oh, wow.
I remember it was my wedding was going down when OJ himself was going down. Well, he's getting out of prison next month. That's going to be a circus when he gets out.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
But his attorney is saying it's kind of bittersweet because I guess OJ has really become comfortable being on the inside. He loves being in general population. He misses his prison jobs. He used to coach the softball team, and now or he's the commissioner of the softball league. He doesn't do that anymore. And so they're saying he's a little sad to be leaving his buddies of 9 years in the clink.
That's how, wasn't Martha Stewart like that when she left? Like, didn't one of the ladies make her a scarf that she wore? And, you know, it becomes your extended family.
You hang out with a group of guys for 9 years, and all of a sudden you're not with them. Of course you're going to miss them.
Yeah. I watch Orange is the New Black. I miss those girls.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. They're such sweethearts on that show.
You've become a family.
One of Hollywood's biggest stars is walking away from the business. Details in our next Dirt at 7:15.
Wake up. It's a new day.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
I love that it's always upbeat. They're always having a lot of fun.
Mix 94.1.
Back to school means back to being busy. Well, that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your quality dinner time. Hey, it's JC. Visit Smithfield Real Flavor Real Fast. .com, your destination for 30-minute or less meal inspirations using Smithfield marinated fresh pork. We're talking 100% fresh pork cuts, slow marinated and perfectly seasoned in a variety of flavors. That's Smithfield Real Flavor Real Fast.com and find out how you can win a trip to wine country and hundreds of other great prizes. That's Maroon 5, SZA, What Lovers Do. Adam Levine and his wife, Bahati, just announced the other day that they're having their second child. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. I am disgusted.
Why are you disgusted?
It's
too early to be disgusted. It's only 6:30. Come on now.
I cannot. My mind was blown when I saw this thing, okay? I was reading the story about the best movie props of all time.
Okay.
An extensive study. And they have the 10 best movie props of all time. And some of the best ones are not even on this list. It's unbelievable.
What? Okay, so the best movie prop of all time. I'm really curious because you told me you're not going to believe number one. And I mean, I'm trying to think of what's the most famous movie prop ever. If you could take any prop from any movie, they just said, here, you can keep this as your collector's item for the rest of your life. What would you pick? 702-364-9400. I already know what I would pick. Like, not even like a hesitation. On it.
What would you have? Go ahead. Let me hear what you. What would you pick?
I would take a lightsaber from Star Wars.
Oh, that is a great one. That's a great, like, iconic.
I really want one. I would actually like Darth Vader's lightsaber, but I'll take anyone, really. Yoda's would be cool.
But, oh, Yoda's would be cool.
Yeah. So that's got to be number one, right?
No, it's number 9 on this list. Such an iconic thing is number 9.
What could be better than that? I'm trying to think of like, okay, let me think. What about, oh, I know.
Go ahead.
The poster that covers the wall, the hole in the wall on Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
remember that poster?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Wasn't it of a woman? Just like a sexy lady poster?
Uh-huh.
That poster, that's got to be worth a lot of money.
702-364-9400. If you could have any movie prop from any movie, what would you want? And then in essence, too, then what would should be number one on this list? Because that is a great one, Mercedes. That is not on the list of best movie props of all time.
I don't understand how these are like really big items. Let's talk to Danny. Danny, what do you think would be the best movie prop to own of all time?
The puppet from Star Wars, Yoda.
Oh, the actual Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, or what about the frozen Han Solo?
That would be awesome. Oh. Put that in the living room on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Danny, you're my soul friend.
The actual Yoda puppet. List on I am not. I got a pop from Danny.
Nice, yeah, Yoda I got a pop joke, from Danny. JC.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Very good.
The one, there's a couple that jump out to me. And the one that I think should be on this list is the door from Titanic.
The door
at the
from
end,
Titanic.
The ship sinks. Rose is on that gigantic door where there's no room for DiCaprio to get on it. That door that she's on, that prop, the door, that should be on the list.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that. That's good.
It's not on there.
What about, no, you're picking the wrong thing from Titanic. It's got to be the picture of Rose naked.
Oh.
Or the heart of the ocean or the jewel of the ocean.
The actual jewel?
Yeah. But draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. And then she's like laying there with her arm over her head. It's got to be that.
That is not on the list.
Anything from Titanic on the list?
Nope. And didn't she throw that back in the ocean at the end?
Yeah, she did. Well, the old lady did.
Yeah. Did Bill Pullman jump in after her? Because I would have.
I mean, I would just be there sitting in a canoe waiting for her. Like, come on,
that's
old lady.
That's Titanic Part 2.
She's not going to throw it that far. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. It's just
probably got caught on something on the way down.
What is it? I'm really dying to know. Let's take a couple of calls first. Jim has a guess. Jim, what would be the best movie prop to own?
The ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, they had those like up for auction, I think, at one point, and they were worth thousands of dollars. That's got to be a good guess. What is it?
No, not in the top 10 of this stupid list of the 10 best movie props of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
This list is so hard. The list you guys are coming up with, that's the home run list.
Okay, Alyssa, what about you? What do you think?
I would do the whip from Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
That made the list. That
it did?
Yes, but at number 10.
What? Number 10.
What are we missing here? Like, I feel like, is there an obvious answer? S. Hansen just tweeted us, the goblet from Monty Python and the Holy Grail? Is that it?
No, but going along those lines, the amp that goes to 11 from This Is Spinal Tap, that's number 8.
How does that go along?
Let me give you number 3.
Wait, how did you equate those two? I'm just curious.
Because it's just like the movie's style, like Monty Python, the comedy, and then Spinal Tap was also a comedy.
Oh, okay. That's like, speaking of Star Wars, the spaghetti from Lady and the Tramp. Like, what have to do with the other?
For a split second, for some reason, I thought Spinal Tap was a Monty Python movie for a split second. And then when I started going down that road, I'm like, hopefully no one will catch that they have nothing to do with
each other. Are you kidding? That's my job. I'm the nitpicker. I nitpick everything you say. You haven't learned that by now.
Let me give you one that I think we would agree on this list.
Okay.
And it's at number 3, Wilson from Castaway. The volleyball?
The volleyball, yes. That for sure. The number 3, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. What else?
Number 2, the candle from the 1983 Russian-Italian movie, Nostalgia.
I don't even know what that is.
Same here. I also think the box from the movie 7.
Ew, what's in the
box? Morgan Freeman, don't open it.
What about this just came up via text, the hat, the sorting hat from Harry Potter. The sorting hat.
Not one item from Harry Potter.
Oh, my gosh. Jordan and Laura are on the phone. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What is it? You got to come up with number one.
We think it's Captain America's shield.
Oh, how cool would it be to to have that in your home.
That's awesome. Nothing from any Captain America, nothing from any Avengers movie.
Oh, come on.
I know. Let me just give you one number one.
Yeah,
no
tell
one's going to get it in a million years.
I'm really kind of grasping here now.
You ever see the movie Seven Samurai?
No, what's that?
Kikuyo's sword from Seven Samurai.
This is the number one
best movie prop of all time.
This now we're going too deep. We got to go. You know, you got to dumb it down for us.
How about a flux capacitor?
Oh,
Back to the Future.
Or Tammy said the car, just the car
itself.
The DeLorean,
yeah.
On that one. Someone says Megan says a wand from Harry Potter. A whip from Indiana Jones. The leg lamp from The Christmas Story.
That's what everyone needs.
Oh, that is the best. Yeah, yours are much better. Chucky the Killer doll says prototype demo. The ring from Lord of the Rings. I'd want a model of the Enterprise. Yeah, the Seven Samurai sword?
The sword from Seven Samurai.
We could make a much better list. Was there anything recognizable on that list before you tore it up?
Outside of the whip? The saber, but they're at the bottom of the list. It makes no sense.
I'm looking at it now. The plastic bag in American Beauty? Who wants that? I've got a closet full of them if you want one of those. I'll hook you up.
Dumb list. Our list is better. We made a better list this morning.
Oh, man. I'm really... Well, maybe we're missing out on something. Maybe we need to watch that movie. I don't want to bag on it too bad.
Okay, go watch Seven Samurai this weekend and let me know how it is on Monday.
I'll let you know. Full report coming Monday morning.
We got the Hot 3 coming up. What do you have?
Well, some not-so-good news this morning. London police are treating a subway blast there this morning as a terror attack. We'll get you the latest details on that. Also, what is the top reason that we will break up with someone? The answer, it may surprise you. And a guy stops in the middle of a police chase to do something very important. We'll tell you what that was coming up next in the Hot.
Holding me back. It's Shawn Mendes. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
The latest news updates happen now. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Police in London say an improvised explosive device caused this morning's blast on a train at a London subway station. An investigation is underway. Hundreds of detectives are speaking to witnesses. 18 people are in the hospital after the explosion reportedly sent a fireball through the train. The hospital says none of the injuries are life-threatening, which is great news. Prime Minister Theresa May will chair an emergency meeting about the attack. On Twitter, President Trump called it another attack in London by a loser terrorist.
Sad.
I know. It's just
nonstop.
It really is. And I thank goodness no one was killed, but... Does it make you, like, I have a couple of friends that are actually in London as we speak, and my heart sinks, and it sinks for everyone. I have a friend who actually lives in London, and you just never know, but does it make you rethink traveling to places? I mean, it could happen anywhere, mm-hmm. anytime, let's be honest, but do you overthink, like I do, about, like, I want to go to London, but part of me is afraid to go anywhere at this point, you know? It's like, and that's the whole point. Then they win.
Yeah.
If you're afraid to go anywhere.
I try not to think about it, but like if I do say something, or if I see something, I now say something.
Yeah, me too.
I was at the airport, one of my recent trips, and there was just a backpack. It was by the gate, so obviously the backpack got through security, but it was just sitting there. And so I said something to the woman at the gate, and they called security and stuff over, approaching the bag. And some dude just comes walking out of the bathroom. He's like, "That's my bag."
Oh, well, hey.
Hey, don't leave it there, man. Don't leave it there, dude.
I'm glad you did that. There's someone who has left something like that before and no one said anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you're dumping someone, you're probably not going to tell them the real reason. You'll say something like, "I just feel like we're not connecting anymore. We're just moving in different directions." But a new survey asked people for the real secret reasons that they've broken up with someone. The number four answer is that they weren't funny enough. Sense of humor is really important. You got to be with someone that makes you laugh. Number three, you were just much better looking than them. you could aim higher, which we just saw that stat the other day that said the happiest couples are the couples where it's an attractive woman and an unattractive man. So maybe you should give that guy another chance, ladies. Number two, you just feel like you are too good for them. And the number one answer that... You know, secret reason that people break up with someone, it's that they weren't smart enough. Have you ever dumped someone because they weren't smart enough for you?
No. You?
Well, I don't say that that was a reason, but I have been turned off by someone not being intelligent. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't have an intellectual conversation. Not like I'm this intellect here, but, you know, I know some stuff and that I like to talk about, bring up topics about, like, history or whatever. And then the person's like, huh? What does that mean? Like, oh, gosh.
This is back when Mercedes lived down south.
Yeah.
What was that accent?
Oh. Outdated plenty of Southerners with education, but this guy did not have one. He was annoying.
What was that accent?
I don't, have you noticed my impressions? My husband makes fun of my impressions. He says it's so funny when I imitate a man speaking because my man voice sounds the same for everyone, but I think I do different man voices.
Oh, I to me that sounded like you were doing a Southern voice, was not?
That yeah, was just, that was a Southern man voice.
That was good then, unless you're trying to tell me you're doing like that was your English accent or something.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. No, that's not
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hello.
He's now Santa Claus.
I don't know. I guess my impressions are really bad. Yeah, I don't do it good. All right, finally this morning. This was either a creative strategy to try to hide during a police chase or a terrible strategy to get a job. A 26-year-old guy named Jose Jimenez from Westwood, Massachusetts, ran over a cop's foot when he sped off during a traffic stop last week. The cop spotted him driving again on Tuesday, and bam, the chase was on. At one point, Jose managed to get a little distance from the cop, so he pulled into a parking lot, ditched his Toyota Camry, and ran into a cell phone store where he started applying for a job. And it wasn't a terrible hiding plan because the manager took Jose back into his office for an interview. The manager says he had no idea that Jose was on the run because he said, quote, he introduced himself to me, cool as a cucumber, no sweaty hands, clean shirt, pretty well groomed. But the interview didn't go great because about halfway through, a police dog popped up at the window and started barking like crazy. The cops busted into the store, arrested Jose. He's been hit with several charges.
A smart man.
I know. I'll just pop in here, see if I can find a job.
Can I have a job? Paying attention to those police officers behind me. 7:40, we'll get you qualified for that flyaway to Napa to attend live in the Vineyard. Here is ex-ambassadors. It's Renegades, Mix 94.1. Niall Horan, Slow Hands. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning, 7:40. We're going to get you qualified for this trip to Napa. We're going to send you up to Napa, drink some great wine, and see some great artists performing. It's all part of Live in the Vineyard, so you want to be here at 7:40 to get qualified for that amazing trip.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to respond to my friend that's invited us over for dinner this weekend. You're going out of town this weekend, right?
Today's a 10-year wedding anniversary. Going to head up to Lake Tahoe with my wife for the weekend.
We're going to our friend's house, and they're out of town right now, but they're coming back today. Mm-hmm. Actually, you might run into them at the airport.
I'll say hi.
They're coming back in town today, and I was sending her an email like asking if there's anything I can bring, and I'm not sure that why they're inviting us, because I'm glad they're out of town so I can talk about this, but she, last time we had dinner with them, they came to our house and it did not go well. And maybe this is like an opportunity. It's because our husbands are really good friends.
Uh-huh.
And she and I are friends too, but I really offended her when she was over at our house last time. And it was totally unintentional. And I didn't realize it until they left. My husband told me, like, wow, you know what you just did. And I think you're going to agree with me. There was no intentional, like, nothing meant to be mean here, but so we had them over for dinner. I ended up ordering a bunch of stuff from a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I didn't cook. I did make my signature green chili, but she asked if there was anything she could bring. You always do that to be nice, right? And so I was like, sure, if you want to bring an appetizer or something, that would be great. Well, she decides not to bring an appetizer. She ends up bringing like a main dish type thing. And this is like a dish in her family. I don't want to say what it is because it might give away the person, but it's a dish in her family. So we start eating, we start making plates. I put some of it on my plate. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious, but it needs a little salt. So it was just that there wasn't a lot of flavor. So I grabbed the salt and I put it in. I saw her look at me when I did it. And her eyes got big, and then she looked away quickly. And after that, she was, no pun intended, she was salty to me the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Like, the husbands are all yucking it up. Oh, friendly. Ha, ha, ha. Like, and then she was just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so at the end of the night, she had her dish came in her plate. And she goes, well, I'll just be taking this back then because, you know, I'm not sure that anyone liked it. And I was like, oh, my God, I loved it. It was so good. And she goes, well, when you drown it in salt, anything's good.
Oh!
I was like, oh!
You insulted this woman.
You
insulted. You put salt in her food, and you insulted the woman.
I insulted her?
Yes.
What was I supposed to do? Just eat it as is?
You just said she brought over one of her signature dishes. This is her dish that she's made it hundreds of times, and she's known for this dish. This is her pride and joy. She brings it over, and you said, but, and I'm quoting you here because I wrote it down as soon as you said it, but it needed a little flavor.
I didn't say that to her.
So you went and grabbed salt.
I just grabbed the salt and put some.
This is my family thing. I make it all the time. It's done to perfection. Let me change it and add some salt because it's not that good.
Oh, come on.
Shake, 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 shake. And when do you put, you're not a big salt person.
I'm
not. So if you add salt in something, you're really saying to this woman, this is bland. This is like eating cardboard. You insult. You
insulted
you,
her.
You offended the woman.
That's no. You flavor something to your liking.
How much salt did you put in? A sprinkle
not
here?
Not much. Look, I took a bite first. And I'm like, could use a little salt. That's what I'm thinking.
Good.
No, I didn't think it didn't taste good. I just think
you
I
upset
thought,
the woman. I feel for the woman too. I really do. I'm sorry.
My husband's theory is that they're inviting us back and I would bring something so she can insult me back.
Oh, the reverse.
That's why I was just sending her this email. Like, what would you like me to bring? And I'm hoping she's saying a dessert because I'll just get something store-bought. So it won't.
Oh, she'll find a way. Like, oh, we need whipped cream, or oh, let me add something more chocolate to this, or something. Because you picked the wrong dessert.
But then it's on that bakery or whatever. It's
okay.
Not on me personally. 702-364-9400. I don't think it's insulting to ask for salt or to put salt on something someone cooked for you. Do you? 702-364-9400. You can text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. This text says she's too sensitive. She needs to get over it. I agree. I mean, it wasn't meant to be mean. Amanda, is that rude to put salt on someone's dish?
Absolutely not, because certain people have health issues. So I've always like only added a dash of salt. And if people want to put more or if it's good because I didn't put enough, that's completely fine. Like, she made a big fuss over nothing.
Oh, okay. Anything's better with a lot of salt on it. And it wasn't like I was like,
salt, bacon, you name it.
Oh, bacon.
But Amanda, the way you said it right there, and I think a lot of people do that, but I think you then preface that when you present the meal. You say, oh, this is my signature dish. By the way, you might want to add a little salt because I'm not sure how much salt you guys like in it. So if you present it that way, then you're okay putting the salt in. But she presented it like, I made the dish. This is done to perfection. Nothing needs to be added. And you went and added salt, pepper.
No,
what else did you add, Mercedes?
I didn't add any of that
rosemary
other stuff.
And thyme.
Amanda is with me on that one. Let me turn the tables, okay? I make my chili all the time for people. And it's hot. I don't know if it's hot until it's done because you just don't know what kind of batch of green chilies you got. Sometimes I get mild ones. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this isn't even hot. Other times I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't breathe. And so what I do is I leave out a bowl of cheese and I say to people, hey, if it's too hot, you might want to put some cheese in it to tame it down a little bit. So I leave it up to them. So.
And you're also prefacing it, too. That's part of the process. She did not preface it that way, saying, oh, this is going to be bland because I left the salt out because I wasn't sure how much salt you like. She brought this to your house. This was her, you said, her signature dish. This is the one item she makes all the time.
So I just got to eat it bland?
The way you, in my mind, you really added a lot of salt. Maybe you did it over the top.
This is what I did.
A little sprinkle of salt is fine.
Here's my salt container, okay? Okay, maybe not. Wait, I'm trying to remember. It was a while ago. No, I did. That was it.
Did you also look at her the way you looked at me?
No.
You call this a signature dish?
Angela.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. What do you think?
I had to call in because I have to defend you in this case, all right?
It's okay to do that?
In your case, I would have actually gotten upset with her for being so salty, you know, no pun intended, towards you. I mean, that's not okay. I understand, you know, she might have gotten offended if you put a little salt on her dish. She has her own way of making things. She likes it. It's to her taste, but not everybody has the same taste. So you thought it was seasoned, you add a little bit of extra. I don't see the issue. I don't think it's very bigger for her to go back and start, you know, throwing out those little, you know, puns and saying, oh my goodness, you know?
Yeah, she's... I love her to death, but it just was a little bland. And a lot of people are saying I was rude. Rude! If a woman cooks and this is her dish and you add to it, it's so rude, it's insulting, sorry. I love cooking and sometimes my husband adds salt and I want to cut him. Well, I didn't mean to. So if it wasn't, she'll get me back this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'll tell you on Monday
what she's going
to
do.
I'm bringing something store-bought. I'm not cooking it. So if she wants to insult, she's insulting that restaurant, not me.
Coming up next in the dirt, one of Hollywood's biggest stars is walking away from the business. Details in 7 minutes. Grab my microphone and get it all set up here. That's Alessia Cara, Scars to Your Beautiful. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we just kicked off 60 minutes commercial-free.
The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
So I made a mistake.
What?
My flight is early.
What happened?
No.
You have to leave?
My flight's at 9:40.
Oh my gosh. What?
I got time. I'm just saying. I'm going to have to leave the show early. That's okay.
Did you just get a notification or
no,
something?
No, I just went to look. I'm like, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I still think my boarding pass and stuff.
Oh, man. Show's ending. We're done.
No. You got it.
I don't want to do this without you. I can't. I can't do it without you.
What was JC booking the flight thinking when he booked a 9:40?
Mercedes whole notice. 9:40, heck yeah, I'm out of there.
I'm out.
It's Friday. No one's going to notice.
The kid's out. He's going to Tahoe.
I can't quit you.
You're my ride or die. Fergie, you say Josh Duhamel or Josh Duhamel? Josh
Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
But that's what I say, but it doesn't mean it's right. I say a lot of things that are not right.
Well, Fergie and Josh, guess what? They're separating after 8 years of marriage. Josh is 44. Fergie is 42. They have a 4-year-old son, and they issued a statement saying, with absolute love and respect, we decided to separate as a couple earlier this year.
Oh, wow.
To give our family the best opportunity to adjust, we wanted to keep this a private matter before sharing it with the public. We are and always will be united in our support of each other and our family. Now, Josh was photographed earlier in the week still wearing his wedding band. Fergie was in Brazil and was not wearing her wedding band, but she did have 4 rings on her left hand that spelled out Ferg, so that's probably why I shouldn't have her wedding band on.
Ferg. Period. I've been caught not wearing my wedding ring before, and people will look at you and judge you. Like, because I've never worn mine to the gym, ever. I don't want to mess it up, and then sometimes afterwards, like, I'll go and pick up my kids from school. And I've seen people like look like, how's everything? And like expecting for
Man,
me to say,
I'm just people like, are judgy.
Oh my gosh. Seriously though. They are. They're very judgy.
My wife is kind of the same way.
We're judgy.
I'm judgy. You kidding me? And she'll forget her ring and I'll have mine on. We'll be at dinner or something and being close to each other. And I'll be like, when are people looking at you think I'm the one having an affair with, you know, this woman without a ring on?
You're a married man going out on a date?
Yeah.
How rude.
This divorce news, by the way, was a surprise to Fergie's own parents. Her mom, Terry Jackson, told Radar Online, what? This is the first I'm hearing of this. I don't get it.
That's so sad.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Jennifer Lawrence has a new movie that opens this weekend called Mother, and she just announced she is taking a 2-year break from acting. She said she has nothing lined up for a few years.
That must be nice, just to think I don't have to do anything for 2 years.
It'd be great.
Wow.
Now, this Mother movie is a horror flick, and I guess her role is pretty dark. She says she had to listen to Christmas music to get the movie out of her head. So she does her scene, and then she goes back to her green room or whatever, and...
That will always make you happy. Did you know there's only 15 more Fridays until Christmas?
Nuh-uh, really?
Uh-huh.
I just panicked with that.
Oh, 15 more Fridays! Oh, yeah!
This feels right.
I'm fine. I was skipping straight. I know all you Halloween people love Halloween, and I respect that. I really do. But I'm fine with skipping over and going straight to Christmas. I love it.
We skip Thanksgiving because there's Thanksgiving.
Poor Thanksgiving. To me, that's the beginning of the Christmas season.
That's the Thanksgiving purpose, is the kickoff of the holidays.
Yes, exactly.
Because if not, it's a flyover holiday from Halloween to Christmas.
It really is.
The movie It. Are you going to see it this weekend? It made so far $151 million. It's expected to kill it again in the box office this weekend. And they're saying that it's probably going to be one of the most profitable horror movies of all time.
I am not going to go see It because those movies scare me. But going back to that Mother movie, have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
It's scary.
Is it?
It's scary. Like, now, you remember when I watched the trailer for It on the air and I had the reaction I had? It may not be that severe, but you might be disturbed by that
content
trailer.
And stuff?
So you should watch it. I want to record you when you watch it.
Well, here's the thing with It. A lot of people were talking about Pennywise's voice and saying Pennywise himself is scary, but just his voice alone, it sounds like a Sesame Street character. Here's Pennywise from the new movie It. Here's his voice.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
It's kind of comical.
It does.
Here's Grover.
There is no one just like me. No one that has ever been.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Let's play Pennywise or Grover. That's a new game.
That's a new game?
You try to guess which one it is.
Okay, Pennywise or Sesame Street character. Is this Pennywise or a Sesame Street character?
Hey, little Natasha. How are you doing down there?
I think that's a Sesame Street character.
You are correct. That is Snuffleupagus.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought it was Oscar.
Pennywise or Sesame Street character on this one.
Baby, baby, hello. How did you catch a ball?
La 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 la, Elmo's World. I watched so much Elmo when my kids were little. I know Elmo anywhere.
You are correct. Coming up at 7:40, we'll get you qualified for that amazing flyaway. We'll send you up to Napa, drink some wine, and see some really cool bands play with Live in the Vineyard. Let's get back into 60 Minutes commercial free. Here's the latest from Imagine Dragons. It's called Thunder.
I'll stay true.
That's Andy Grammer. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, going 60 Minutes commercial free. And in just about 6 minutes, we're going to get you qualified for that awesome flyaway. We're going to send you up to Napa for Live in the Vineyard. We're going to sit back and drink some great wine and see some amazing performances from like Leanne Rimes and Julia Michaels. So all that's coming up in just about 6 minutes.
What music instantly puts you in a good mood? What song? 702-364-9400. Text us at 21732 on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line. We were talking about Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence has a new movie coming out called Mother, and it's supposed to be absolutely terrifying. She had to go into some deep, dark places in this movie. And we learned in the Daily Dirt that there was one way for her to get out of the funk she was in after she would film scenes from this terrifying movie. And that way was
to listen to Christmas music.
How can you be in a bad mood when you hear Christmas music? It's not possible. So we want to know what song takes you to that happy place. If you were just like in a horrible mood, but all of a sudden this song came on, what would it be? There was a study that came out that said happy music actually boosts your creativity too. So if you're maybe not in a bad mood, but you just feel like you're at a standstill, like your creative juices are not flowing, they say listen to happy music that makes you happy, and it really gets you going again. What is it for you? I can't wait to hear this one.
For me, it's actually a video that I have to go and watch. And sometimes if you're on YouTube or on news sites or something, you start watching videos and you start going down these rabbit holes of, for me, I like watching some dark videos or just accidents and stuff. And I go down this road and my mind is in a weird spot. I always go back to one video to reset my mind. And it does put me in a good mood. It's the Double Rainbow guy.
Oh, he's so cute.
It's the guy that wakes up one morning, goes out, was in Hawaii, I think, and he's outside and he sees not one, but two rainbows.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense.
He's so cute. He's so appreciative of what he is viewing right at that moment. That is living in the moment. You know what I mean?
That just clears my mind and resets everything in my head. So if I'm watching dark videos or something, whatever, and I'm in a foul mood, I watch that and it brings me back to life.
Okay, so for me, it's got to be this song always puts me in a good mood. Do you know this song?
Uh-uh.
Beyonce. Love on Top by Beyonce always puts me in a good mood. I can't be angry. I don't know what it is about the song. I always smile whenever I hear it. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. Angie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, good. Do you have a song that can instantly take you to a happy place?
Yes, One Direction's best song ever. Every time it does it for me.
No matter what, you just go to that happy place.
Yes. Well, I don't even like One Direction, but that song, oh, they killed it.
I already feel like I'm in a better mood.
This is a nice upbeat song.
Casey just sent us a tweet. See if you remember this song. This song, it's hard to be mad and listen to this song. And I think any song by Disband, actually. Pinch Me by Bare Naked Ladies. And when I first heard it, when they said, I just made you say underwear, that would always make me laugh for some stupid reason. I don't know why. You looked at me, threw you up in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the red rims on both my
knees. That's a good one.
I love that one. Let's talk to Amber. Amber, the song that will always put you in a good mood, what is it?
It is No Rain by Blind Melon. Why I sleep
all day. Because all you see is that little girl in the bumblebee outfit dancing around. Oh, she was so sweet.
She's a happy kid. It's a happy song, too.
But sometimes when I hear that, then I get sad.
About the lead singer?
Well, no. Well, that. But, like, I think of being carefree.
Oh, and her attitude and stuff. And
how I'll never be like that ever again in my life. I'll never be carefree.
You don't think so?
No.
Man, that's... Why'd you throw that down?
Sorry. Did I take us there?
Where's my double rainbow guy?
Whoa, that's a full rainbow.
There you go. I'll never be carefree.
We won't be carefree ever again.
No.
Like running through. Yeah, you're right. Oh, man, that's
really depressing.
There's
always going to be something you have to think about.
Hey, you were really excited. It's Friday. Look at the weather's perfect. You're driving right now. There you are in the 215. Mercedes just pointed out that we're never going to be carefree again. Kids right now in the backseat of the car with your parents, you are carefree right now. This is your future
enjoy
self telling
you
to
can.
Enjoy it. Enjoy being carefree this weekend.
Yeah.
Man.
It's not going to happen. Or we could just listen to the song that came over on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas Tech song. Hey! Carefree again! Woohoo!
No.
That's really sad. I didn't mean to take us to that deep, dark place, but...
It's the truth.
I've got some good stuff coming up in the Hot 3 that'll make you... At least happy for a short period of time.
Well, we'll make, for everyone driving right now who's all bummed out because of Mercedes' statement, we're going to send you to Napa. Drink some wine. You'll be carefree in Napa, sucking down that wine, watching these performances. We'll get you qualified for that trip to Live in the Vineyard in like 30 seconds. We have the Hot 3 coming up. What do you have?
All right, Golden Knights. They hold their first team practice. We've got some of the details on that for you. Also, if you were an 80s kid... Something is returning to stores next week that you may be very excited about. And a realtor has the best advertisement for a home he's putting on the market. Wait until you hear what he did. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
Going back about 20 minutes ago, that's a feel-good song.
Very much,
you know,
so,
it's
yeah.
It's going on a Friday.
It's just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
All right, so the Golden Knights, they are reaching another milestone with their first official team practice of training camp. The team is working out today at City National Arena. It's leading up to Sunday afternoon's first preseason game in Vancouver against the Canucks. The puck will be dropped for that one at 2 o'clock.
Are you going to go to the first game when it's here? The first, like, official game?
I don't have tickets, and I'm assuming it's sold out, but maybe I shouldn't assume. Maybe I should check on that.
StubHub has them.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay, how pricey are they? Are you going?
I'm going to look, like, closer to the actual date itself. I'm going to look to see what we're doing, see if we're free, and then I'll go to StubHub and just get something up top, just to say I was there.
Yeah, that's I would very reason. Much like to just go and you know, be a part of that, because that's going to be really exciting, and we got to go see our homie, Reed Duke.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the first player on the team. We had him on the day after he was named. I wonder how Las Vegas is treating him.
Where does
Do
he live?
Do we have his number?
I don't.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Oh,
Did
man.
You, Jocelyn might have it. She doesn't either.
We need to talk to Reed Duke and see how he's being acclimated to Las Vegas. Yeah, he was he's the first player on the Golden Knights. But it's just exciting and to have this and then the Raiders coming shortly thereafter. I don't know. It's a great time to live here. I mean, it's always a great time to live here, but I'm really excited about this stuff.
I do not have Reed Duke's phone number, but I do have Billy Bob Thornton's. Talk to Billy Bob Thornton about Reed Duke?
No. I mean, he's a great interview. We've had him on the show before.
Got Eddie Money's phone number. Any takers on Eddie Money?
No. Uh-uh.
Rick Springfield.
Uh-uh.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I want to talk to Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, let me put it up. Jocelyn, call Shaq and see if he has a moment to come on the air.
Shaquille O'Neal, let's see if we can talk to him.
Can Jocelyn get Shaq on the phone?
I love his commercials for, like, Icy Hot and all the stuff that he talks about, like joint pain,
oh,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
And I want to talk about his manicuring. His feet are interesting. That big toe of his.
Oh, that was nasty. She's calling. We'll see if we can get Shaquille O'Neal on the phone. Reed Duke, I'd prefer you. So if you're listening, feel free, because you'll take precedence over Shaquille O'Neal. What else this morning? If you were an 80s kid, you knew about Jolt Cola. It was the soda with so much caffeine that a friend of yours swore they heard about a kid two towns over who died from drinking it. Well, in these hardcore nostalgic times, Jolt thinks it can claim a spot in the market again, so it's making its triumphant return next Thursday exclusively at Dollar General stores. A 16-ounce can will cost $1. If they keep their same caffeine content, each 16-ounce can will have 191 milligrams of caffeine, which is roughly the same as the major energy drinks and way more than regular soda, but less than coffee. So.
I heard it's a cold brew coffee, chameleon coffee. It's like cold brewed for 16 hours.
Uh-huh.
And if you drink a 32-ounce can of it, that's a lot of fluids.
Well, that's a lot.
1,600 milligrams of caffeine.
Ew. That does not even sound appealing.
That's heart-stopping amount of caffeine.
Yeah, like you and I both drink our fair share of caffeine, uh-huh. but even that, I wouldn't even go near that. All right, finally this morning, I'm not sure I would want to live right next to a cemetery. Some people do, but at least I know that other than possibly during a zombie apocalypse, my neighbors wouldn't throw any loud parties, right? Well, a realtor in DeWitt, Michigan, clearly looked at that as a selling point because he just listed a house across from a graveyard, and on the sign out front, he printed quiet neighbors with an arrow pointed across the street. If you're interested, it's a 4-bed, 2-bath, 1,300 square foot house, and the asking price is $159,000. And again, quiet neighbors plus a realtor sign out front. That's going viral. Jocelyn, she's still on the phone. Did any luck with Shaquille O'Neal?
He sent me to voicemail 2 times, almost 3 times.
Did he like bump you there or did it
I feel like he bumped me.
Is it his voice on the voicemail?
Oh. It gives the number.
How would Shaq's Mercedes, the king of impressions, how would Shaq's outgoing voicemail message sound like?
Hey, it's Shaquille. Leave me a message.
That's my standard man voice. Well, except my husband loves when I imitate you.
What's your JC?
Like, I'll say, oh, and then JC was like,
whoa, you're good.
I don't know where that came from. I'll say, oh, and then JC was like, we're not going to do that. That's impossible. How are we able to do that? And then I said, well, why don't we just try? And then he was like, absolutely not. I refuse.
That's a JC voice.
That's my voice for you. Sorry.
Hey, why am I such a negative Nancy refusing to try something?
I don't know.
KMXB FM HD1, Henderson, Las Vegas.
Of course, you go, the man. Feel it still. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. About 15 minutes from now, we're going to spin the Oh Wow wheel. It's in studio. This week theme is going solo.
Yes. These are artists that were previously part of a band, and then they went off on their own and made
a song or a hit.
Do you have your song?
Yeah, yeah. It's in there.
I got it narrowed down. Mine's narrowed down to two.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. You always do those last minute things. Like, I have to come up with one because since you're running the controls, you can actually do that. Did you pay attention in our meeting, being that you're running the controls? We had this long meeting yesterday. Oh, my gosh. That was over 2 hours.
2 hours
that
long.
Meeting.
Over 2 hours. Yep.
It was supposed to end at 12:30. And finally at 12:45, I was like, I got to go. I got to go to my other job. I got to go home and change. Like, I was like, I'm not going to have enough time. But that was a long meeting.
What was our 2 hour meeting about?
Obscenities. All sorts of things.
And words. Yeah, it was all kinds of stuff when it just comes to working in radio and broadcasting, the stuff you can and cannot do on the air. It was entertaining to me, though, because the big corporate attorney that was here in town, we love her. She was cool. She was giving examples of radio. She wouldn't say which radio station, but she was giving real examples. Like, this radio station in Philly thought it was okay to do this. And she'll play the examples. And we're like, oh my gosh, how do they think they can get away with that? So she was real. I was really into the examples she was using to teach us what we can and cannot do. We're kind of a refresher of what we cannot do on the radio. And Mercedes, you piped in with a question.
Oh, I can't say the question. Can I say the question? Well, asked her.
there's seven dirty words that we cannot say on the radio. You're going to get fined.
Yes.
And then there's...
And they are. No, just kidding. Yeah.
And then there's like the next tier of words that are somewhat questionable you can get away with, but our company, CBS Radio, does not want us using them because they feel like they're still not good words. And there was one word that was in there that's... Maybe it's popped up a few times on this show.
Well, no. Okay. So there's the full word and then we use
the
abbreviation
version. Yes,
of it. Okay. So I can give the idea of it without actually saying it, but the word that you can't say, and we refer to this to this word as like a guy who's a jerk, we call him a DB.
A DB, yes.
Well, you know what that stands for, right? Well, once in a while, we'll just use the word D instead.
Excellent, yes.
And so I asked her, I raised my hand like a good person. Everyone kept talking, but I was good. I just kept raising my hand, and then finally she called on me, and I said, can we say the word D on the air? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I mean, if you really feel it's necessary, I suppose you can.
So legally, no one can do anything about it, but just as, you know, it's a word. And
so that was my question. But it was, I actually really enjoyed it. It was good to kind of get a refresher on that stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple things that she said. I'm like, oh, I've heard stations here in the building do that before.
I know, I've heard
a couple things and I'm like, oh, well, you know, he does that.
But it was good that we were all together and learning. And what's the saying? Teamwork.
There's no I in team?
No. Teamwork makes the dream work.
What? Who says that?
You've used that cliche
teamwork
before.
Teamwork makes the dream work?
Teamwork makes the dream work. I've heard that.
That's like one of these meetings work cliches, like the little phrases. Teamwork makes the dream work. I've said that.
I swear you said that. You're like Mr. Cliche. You know all the cliches, don't you?
Well, there's no I in team. Work hard, play hard, work smarter, not harder.
Maybe that's the one you said. I think this could be interesting. Let me give you a cliche, and let's see if you can finish it. And if you can't finish it with your own JC.
Okay.
So let me think. Now I got to think of cliches here. Okay. Any friend of yours
is a friend of mine.
Yes. Very good. Okay. A chain is only
as strong as its weakest link.
Wow. Yeah. JC.
These are good.
Oh my gosh. The apple doesn't
taste good if it's rotten.
You know that one.
Fall far from the tree.
Yes, very good, very good. Gosh, let me think here. If anyone has a cliche, 702-364-9400.
Then let us try to finish it.
Yeah, let's see. Let me think here. The waiting is...
The waiting is... awful at some of the DMVs here in Las Vegas.
No, <that's>
unless you make an appointment and then you get in with no problem.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Oh, yeah.
You never heard that one before? I know. Okay. I was born at night.
Not yet. I wasn't born yesterday.
I was born at night.
Because my mom went into labor in the afternoon. No. What's that one? Do you know that one? I was born at night.
But not last night.
Ah.
This is really hard. I'm having a hard time coming up with these. Let me think here. The more things change,
the more they stay the same.
Yes. Wow. Life's not so bad
if you're living in Las Vegas. Life's not so bad
when you consider the alternative. You've never heard that one before?
No.
Okay. Michelle has one. Michelle, what's your beginning of a cliche?
The early bird gets the worm.
Oh, but that's the whole thing. And see, you got to say it fast because the early bird does get the worm. That is a good one. Oh, this one just came in. You're as smart as
your college degree.
You're as smart as a sack of wet hammers. Or maybe they were just telling us that.
It's just a statement.
Maybe they were just making a comment on today's show. Well, there's quotes around it, so I'm hoping it wasn't a comment.
All right, we got the Oh Wow Wheel. We're going to spin it in 10 minutes. And coming up next, we got some dirt. If you're not kind to your coworkers, you could get fired. One daytime talker is learning this lesson the hard way. Details coming up. That's the Revivalist. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. We just kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And?
And?
That thing.
Oh, the Oh Wow Wheel?
And that thing in her hand?
Oh, okay, yeah. And we're on Facebook Live right now. So if you are on Facebook, just looking around at stuff, go to our Facebook page. Friend us first, Mercedes in the Morning, and then you can see us live. We'd love to chit-chat with you guys, and you can listen to us do the Daily Dirt.
Yeah.
The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
The Oh Wow Wheel, by the way, the theme, going solo. This is a great one you picked, this theme.
Yeah. Did you finally decide on yours yet?
I'm going to decide when the wheel spins.
Okay, we'll see.
So Michael Strahan left Live with Kelly and Michael back in May of 2016. We all know that he went to Good Morning America. Well, rumor is that he might not be renewing his contract at Good Morning America, or they might exercise an out clause in his contract. Producers are not happy, apparently, with Michael Strahan.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Reasons why: he hasn't clicked with the other anchors. Richard's stories about him and Robin Roberts getting into a fight.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
And two, he isn't bringing in the younger viewers.
Did they think he was going to?
When you say, I want to book someone, or I want to hire someone that's going to bring in younger viewers, I don't think Michael Strahan.
That's like the last person I think of. Does he want to go back to Kelly? Because that's probably not going to happen.
Could you imagine that?
Oh, sorry about that.
Hey.
Bye, Ryan.
Well, Seacrest is busy with that American Idol coming up.
Is that even coming up?
Yeah, the fact
it's not looking good.
Katy Perry might be out as a judge.
Yeah.
But Ryan and Kelly have really good chemistry. They're really good friends, and you can see that when you watch the show.
Is that what you're doing in the 9 o'clock hour in here? You're watching the show?
No, I DVR'd.
I'm just joking.
I DVR'd and watch when I get home.
Okay.
Lady Gaga has to cancel her performance at the upcoming Rock in Rio festival in Brazil because she's in severe physical pain. She even posted a picture of her arm with an IV in it. She said, I would do anything for you, but I have to take care of my body right now. I was taken to the hospital. It's not simply hip pain or wear and tear from tour. I'm in severe pain. I'm in good hands with the very best doctors.
That's good, because the poor thing, she seems like she's been through a lot lately. And we just saw her in concert when she was here. Gosh, what was that? Like a month ago?
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, so good. She is amazing. And she's coming back, hopefully, if all goes well. And gosh, I just love her. What a great performer. That show from start to finish was so good.
I wanted to see her because she had that dive bar tour she was doing.
Yeah.
She was going to do one here in Vegas, but they canceled it like 2 days prior.
Yeah, and I wonder, what was the reason that she had to prepare for her
tour? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Heather Locklear was hospitalized after driving her Porsche into a ditch. Now, she only suffered minor injuries, and TMZ says there's no indication of drugs or alcohol were involved.
Are we going to, like, Daily Dirt of 1988?
Oh, yes, we are, actually. Did you see my next story?
No.
What does that say up there?
Golden Girls? Oh, my gosh. We just got in a time machine. Thank you
for being. Listen, Heather Locklear is 55. But age, I just thought this was so funny. Age is a funny thing. 50 now is not the 50 that it was 30 years ago.
No.
For example, Golden Girls. Blanche, who played Rue McClanahan on the show,
yeah,
was 51 when the show started. her character on the show. Looking back as a kid, Blanche, she was still old in my eyes. Old woman in retirement. Her character was just 53 years old.
What? Are you kidding me?
I know it.
Okay, so let's see. Celebrities, you said 51 or 53?
She was 51 when she started the show.
Okay.
Her character was 53.
All right, so celebrities that are currently 51 years old.
Yep.
Do you have a list of them?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you go, because I didn't know you were doing that. I just Googled it.
But that's where my mind was going. Like, Demi Moore is 54.
And I would think that Blanche was older than Demi Moore.
I know.
In a second. Okay, yes. Who else?
B. Arthur played Dorothy on the show.
Uh-huh.
B. Arthur was 53 when the show started filming. Courtney Cox, Sandra Bullock, both 53 years old.
No way does B. Arthur look like Sandra Bullock.
No!
And it's not like, you know, oh, she looks old. It's just, you're right. Things have just changed. That's crazy.
I remember B. Arthur, one of them had a boyfriend named Stan. It was an old guy. Stan. I just remember Stan being like an old man, kind of a creepy old guy. Stan was 52 years old.
Uh-huh.
Robert Downey Jr., 52.
No way.
You know what I'm saying? Is that nuts?
Wow. That is so crazy. That made me feel really bad and really good at the same time. I can't explain.
I know, but it's like, oh, this is a show about the Golden Girls, and here's Demi Moore. It'd be like, that doesn't work. We need an older actress.
Yeah, like, hopefully the standards continue so that, you know, when we're that age one day, like, everybody looks at their 20s.
I know.
That would be so amazing. I would love that.
All right, let's spin this wheel.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
All right. Just spun the Oh Wow Wheel. Today's category is going solo. These are acts that once were part of a group and went off on their own, and it's landed on me. Woo-hoo! Look at that.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. As always, there's a veto up for grabs, and if that veto comes into play, it goes over to you, JC.
Let me get the buzzer ready. Hold on 1 second.
So this is a perfect opportunity for you to get your song on the air if you really want it, but I'll tell you first what my song is, and Jocelyn has the veto in play, too. So I'm not shy in saying I'm not really a fan of 80s music. I don't really like it, but I wanted to go 80s for this one because I feel like this is one of those Friday songs that just, if people were in their car and it came on, you'd be like singing with it. It's just one of those songs. So this guy went solo. He had many hits with a band called Journey. And when he went off on his own, Steve Perry.
Oh, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Does anyone want to veto it? Jocelyn
no.
Says no. No?
Never.
Yeah, it plays. It's on the Friday Morning Rewind. Oh, no, it's not. It's the Oh Wow Wheel.
Oh, Wow Wheel. We're about 20, 30 minutes away from that. Man, it's a good song. That's a brand new one from Kesha. It's called Praying. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we're going 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Channing.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. You're caller 20.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You get to do some Heads Up here. We only have one category today. That category is Get in the Game, and these are classic video games, okay, Channing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, now you do get to pick your partner. Who do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with JC.
Good choice. I was like, I don't know a lot of these, so go for it.
I feel that. Okay.
All right, let me get our stopwatch ready, get the game all loaded up here. You get 6 in 60 seconds, and you get those passes. You ready?
Yes.
Channing, we start now. This guy goes around waka 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 eating things. He's chasing.
Pac-Man.
Yes. The Mario climbs up the side of a building and his animal throws barrels at him.
Donkey Kong?
Yes. Speaking of which, I just spoke about that guy. He's got his brother Luigi.
Mario.
Yes. This one was a classic Nintendo game, and you use the gun to shoot these animals that flew across the screen. They go quack, quack.
Duck something.
Yes.
Duck Hunt?
Yes, Duck Hunt. All right.
Okay.
This was like the original like video game back in the day. It was like tennis, kind of.
Galactica? No.
Ping.
Pong.
Yes. And then, this was as a puzzle game. A box. What's that?
Tetris?
That is correct.
Woo! Got it. Congratulations.
Woo, that was hard.
It was.
You guys have no problem with it. The only thing I want to bring up is the sound JC thinks a duck makes. Quawk, quawk. What in the heck is a quawk, quawk?
What does a duck do?
It goes quack, quack.
No. I was thinking of a certain duck.
Quawk, quawk. Oh, my gosh. And Channing, you were still able to get it. I have no idea how you did
it. I understood, yeah.
Congrats, guys.
Channing, you got passes into our downtown soundhouse happening inside the Real World Suite at Gold Spike. Interviews, meet and greets, it all goes down during Life is Beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let's go. All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, the mayor of London is urging Londoners to remain calm and vigilant following a terrorist attack this morning on a packed rush hour train. At least 22 people were injured in London's Parsons Green station after an explosion on the tube train. Mayor Sadiq Khan condemned the attack, calling it hideous. He said he will never be intimidated or defeated by terrorism. None of the injuries are considered to be serious or life-threatening. So there's some good news there.
That's great news, but just waking up to that news this morning, and just when you turn on the radio or turn on the TV and you see the breaking news and the chaos, you're like, my gosh, what happened last night?
And like, I know it's terrible to think this, but I always think, again?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, no, not again. Come on. I never want to get used to that feeling. So also this morning, when you become a parent, you're basically signing yourself up for an entire lifetime of worrying and guilt and also love and a bond and deep emotional fulfillment. But let's get back to that worrying and guilt part, okay? Because a new survey says that the average parent says that they feel guilty 23 times per week over decisions that they make. The survey also found 75% of us feel like there's pressure to be the perfect parent from friends and family and social media. And 25% say that someone else has questioned or judged their parenting decisions. Do the other 75% not have mother-in-laws? I'm not sure about that. What's going on there? And then finally this morning, this is a really cool story. So many good stories came out of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. This is about 50-year-old Mark Bell. He is filthy rich. He lives in Boca Raton, Florida, and he made a lot of money because he used to peddle Penthouse magazine. Okay, so judge him if you want, but check this out. He's on the board of directors for a foster kids program, and about 70 of the kids had nowhere to go after their shelters got slammed by Hurricane Irma. So this week, he and his wife invited all the kids to come stay with them in their $30 million mansion.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's about 27,000 square feet with 8 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, a pool, basketball court, home theater, game room, all sorts of arcade games. They also hired a guitar player the other day to come just do a sing-along with them. They brought manicurists in to do all the girls' nails. They hired some balloon guy. It's not clear how long the kids are staying, but Mark and his wife say it was a no-brainer. It sounds like they're going to be there at least until the shelters get fixed up and have power again. But if you do want to help out with some of the repairs on that shelter, there's a GoFundMe page where you can donate. It's Help the Kids of SOS on GoFundMe.com.
That is so cool. I was watching the end of the football game last night, and J.J. Watt was there talking about all the money he raised and where it's going, because today is the cutoff day when he's done collecting money for his foundation at like $31 million. And he was just talking about some of the organizations that he's going to give the money to, and then other ways that people can still donate. But, man, I felt bad for the Cincinnati Bengals last night, because part of me is like, man, you can't beat the Texans. You can't beat Houston right now.
Oh, well, did you see that last hit that he got before the game was out? He got a huge hit, and I'm convinced it's because the guy on the Bengals was like, hey, man, congrats on everything. Oh!
All right, it is Friday, so that means coming up, we have the Friday Rewind. You got a request? Send it our way. Call us at 702-364-9400. You can text us as well. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
There you go. That is it for a Friday, and that is it for the Friday Morning Rewind. Thank you guys so much for all of your requests. I'm so sorry we couldn't get to all of them, but we'll do it again, same time, same place, next Friday. Have a great weekend. Heather is on the way next, and she will have a final chance for you to try to qualify for that trip to Live in the Vineyard. That's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.